بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على النبي الأمي أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في محكم كتاب الحكيم هن لباس لكم وأنتم لباس لهن. There are your garments and you are their garments. This today's session basically is based on my own experience about this counseling, what I observed during these years. Between these argument and some problems in the couple's life, you know. And we are not talking about criteria, you know, this is not today, this whom we should choose or not to choose, no, this is not topic today. It is about married couple, basically, those who are already married. And how they should have a happy life, a successful marriage. Those already married you. And what a beautifully basically Quran put in together this relationship or this marriage. Honna libasun lakum. Bantum libasun honna. They are your libas, your garments, and you are theirs, you know. If you this my dress, which is closest to me, nothing but the dress to my physical body, even nobody between these two. So how close this? No one else except my hands or this my clothes. I mean, just who is closest? That's it. Libas is the dress, is, you know. So they are your dress, you are their dress, you know. What libas does, why we put on? You know, Allah mentioned this, night is also a libas. It is Huwallazi ja'ala lakumul layla libasan. This is night, basically He is the one who made the night covering for you. And this night for what? Huwallazi ja'ala lakumul layla litaskunu fihi. So He is the one who has made the night for you so that you may rest, you know, and relax, you know, therein. So the only thing is rest, relax, you know, happiness. This dress make you good, look good. This dress protect you in the winter and the summer, you know. A dress must be fit on your body. And you is something you must like, so then you will protect this. If you doesn't like, then you will not care about the where it is, you know. If you love this, you will wash always, you will take care of this because you love this, you know. Same age spouse, couples, you know, they are same way, you know, close to each other. It must be fit for each other. They must love each other, then they will care each other. So that's why Islam already allows this. You whom you marry, you must love. It's not somebody you hate and you love, you marry, it's impossible to live with somebody, you know. So, and the best dress is taqwa. As Quran mentioned, libasu taqwa zalika khair. Of course, this dress is, you know, Allah God basically anzalna alaykum libas yu ari suatikum wa risha. It's protect you and it's for your beauty, both. But the party is the best dress, which protects you from the hell, chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. life we are discussing, yet anybody can have happy life, even atheist. So while we are discussing the issue as a Muslim, there must be a difference between these two people. An atheist doesn't believe any God. They can also think about a happy life. A successful marriage means living together, married to each other, and no problem going on in their life. When the Muslim issue comes at me, yes, you are happy, but are you are obeying Allah or not? Can possible both are have indecency, don't follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are happy. Yes, they can be happy without following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only in this dunya. Only in this dunya. When the marriage we talk about Islam, that means something must be by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as a man and the woman, the concept of marriage is different. When man thinks about marriage, it is body pressure, it's physical pressure. It's all of his body thinks about right away marriage. But not the women. It's different, this issue. Man thinks that way only. Women see is a completion of their life, a personality complete. When they think about marriage, who the marriage is, nothing belongs to them in their home, in their father's home, nothing. The thing about marriage, my house, my family, my children, my this, my that, after marriage. It is beginning in their mind this. But the marriage is for them. The whole concept of this marriage. Not man. And this is just pressure of the body, you know, physically, you know. Or they should marry, you know. So that's what they care about differently, of course. Man must should think about their emotional need they should fulfill. Then they will fulfill their physical need. And sometimes we miss this point. And there is so many problems going on in the marriage life, you know. A young man will think about marriage, doesn't think anything else, it's just to go and marry somebody. And then they have some problems in their life, you know. But think about that, when you are going to marry somebody, it's just like you have a business. Without knowledge, have any knowledge about any business, open the shop, a business. You don't know anything about this. What is demand? You don't know anything. What is the market about? You don't know anything. You just, okay, we have a business. Somebody says, oh, you have to have some knowledge about this. Is there a market or not? What is supply and demand or not? You must learn something before you enter this. But same is the marriage. You are going to start life with somebody who is totally stranger to you. When I say stranger, doesn't mean they are relative to each other, maybe they are cousin. No, it's not, doesn't mean same way the, you know somebody. The women and men are different. And they have to understand each other first. Who these people are together, now after just one word, ankahato, kabilto, they are under one roof. And under one roof, they are living together, you know, now. Before they don't know each other. Whatever a man is or his personality, you cannot see without their coming under the one roof. Where everybody reserved before. You have to show your best. The man is done, now living freely, okay, you are doing this, I am doing that. And I'm angry at each other. Now you are free because there's nothing is, sometimes you have to show your best. You just live a natural life. Then you see the problem, you know. So many people dating 10 years, 15 years, 5 years. But when the time comes, they say, I do. Maybe next week they are fighting. I hate you. What happened before? You know each other 10 years? No. When you start your life, that is the time basically. When you feel responsibility towards each other. You have something or not. Islam also focus on this issue. How some people think about marriage, it's just like you go to market and you purchase a cupboard, you know, and you have to assemble this. There is required some instruction, but you don't care. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't need, just, you know, where is the screw? Where are the panels put together? Some sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Then you have to go back, where is the manual? What I did wrong? What didn't fit there? Okay, I have to read this all. I forgot before. Same is the marriage. For some people it does, for some people it does not. They have to read the manual. The one who created, he knows both. What the men are, how the women are. How they feel differently, physically, emotionally. Who knows? The one who created. He set a life, a rules for our life. He knows because both. So I have to read the manual again. Okay, what he wrote? I missed this. Yes, you have to read this again before you continue your marriage, you know. That is basically meaning who is the founder of this marriage institution, you know. Who created this? Who founded this institution, you know. Islam, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no doubt about this. We know our Lord is the one. I'm not talking about every human being who marries, no. Talking about the mu'min. Who knows? Difference between the mu'min and the non-believers is basically just do something they need. But the mu'min do something, he knows it is not only end here, it will go with me after my death. Every action is inside of mu'min, you know. You have to leave so many kids after you, a generation basically. You have to protect your family. It's a reality. Wa alaykum. First yourself, then your family. Nara of fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, you know. It's just like you go in the airplane, you see what they say for the oxygen, you know. Put them first on yourself. Protect yourself, then you can take care of the others who are, you know, sitting by you. So because the reason, if you can't protect yourself, you cannot others too. Islamically, same way, here point. Any wise man, if he sacrifices himself in this dunya for his children, we will praise him. Oh, he gave his life to protect his kids. He gave his life to protect his honor of his family. Yes, we praise him. But not in the day of judgment, no. It's vice versa. If he's going to hell and he's protecting his children, oh, what person he is? He's going to Jahannam. Are children going to Jannat? No. He is the first to protect himself from the hell of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have the family. وَأَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Then you, first you yourself. So this is the issue of akhirah too. So when you care about this family, it's not only dunya, it is akhirah too. What happened basically, we see the marriage failed, usually happening, you know, here. Men always think about me, my, I, mine, only around him. Always me. Marriage is not me or I, it is we basically. Marriage cannot survive with my way or highway. No. Compromise. When talking about the marriage, the women think differently, as I said. They have a dream. We talk about our only ourselves, what I want, I like this. No. The other person also has some dream. She also thinks about the marriage. What she had about dream, the marriage issue. Oh, we only think about ourselves as a male. What we want, what I want. No. We have to think about what the other person is also looking for when entering this ensure relationship. What she has inside, you know. So usually it happens, you know, we do mistakes, you know. So we have to learn first the personalities, both are different. You know. Usually during my session, I always found that women, they have one thing. You know, in English you see the elephant and the woman. They don't forget. The one who teased them or hurt them. Both. So if I was going to be talking to the couple are fighting, she is talking about Maulana 20 years ago. He did this. Yes, you know, manager. 25 years ago, you know, at that time, he did this to me, did to me. No, you forgot about it, what you're talking about. I even don't remember. I don't remember she's talking about. But women do not forget the moment they hurt them. Not about happy moment, no. They always remember that moment. Oh, you did this to me, that. Because she remember, you know. So I was careful about it. Yes, she remembered this issue. One day I talked to somebody, she said, Maulana, it was my time to go to the hospital for birth and he was not with me. I have to go myself. You know. She always remembered this. He was busy. She didn't come. So she always remembered this. He was not there. He didn't care about me, you know. So we should care about this issue, you know. And we always look about what is the marriages pleasing each other. Don't feel that way if who win the argument. It's not like that. Both should win. You know, oh, I am the man, so only I should win this. Oh, okay, alhamdulillah, I win this. No. It is here, love inside, you know. If you love anybody, you know, then person will accept everything what you do. But if love is not there, everything hurt each other, you know. This is the most important thing. You know what Quran basically mentions beautifully in this institution about and mention this. What is the marriage is? The first thing, the founder. Who is the one who founded this? Allah. Of course. وَمِنْ عَوَاتِيَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفَسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُونُوا إِلَيْهَا. This is basically the foundation of this marriage. The purpose of this. Sukoon. If there is no happiness in the home, the marriage is hell. You don't marry each other to fight every day. No. Marriage means we want to live together a happy life. When you see each other, you feel a smile, okay? A husband who rushes to home after work, the women should be happy. If he doesn't want to come home, they should be care about the issue. Why he doesn't want to come home? He doesn't want to spend time with the friends. That means something is not there in home. He will be in other places, no. He should be rushed to the home after his work. And they must be thinking about why he's not coming. Why he feels something else, some other places, he feels good, not here, not in the home, you know. It is basically in the woman's hand, you know. Because everybody has a responsibility, of course. And God basically how beautifully, you know, mentioned this issue, mawaddat and rahma. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Before I should mention something after this, you know, before this end, you know. I will give you the survey, or it is called test your marriage. She has two brothers are here to help you. What is the purpose of this? There is some question, you know. What you feel about your marriage, you have to tick. How you feel, agree, disagree, undecided, you know. It's the choices you have. Why I have this? The reason is, you don't say something you feel. You're living together, but something in your mind is hell. Oh, what marriage is, I get bored, you know, this and that. And when it's lost, oh, I can't tolerate it. It's done, it's nothing. No, anymore, I can't take it on anymore. No. We don't have to put the names on the form, no. But we will have some separate form, you know, names. Not the form you fill, basically. It gives you an idea. How the couple feel about each other in the relationship, you know. If I see a serious issue, then we will say you should contact, you know, about what's going on, why it's not matching, you know, this is answering, you know, why is it so differently, they see each other, you know. We have some certified counselor too, yes, in our, you know, institution, and they will help, you know, in your marriage, you know. So alhamdulillah, we will have this, but it's voluntary. If you want to do this, it's up to you, you know. We will not force, you know. But it will help you. You can help each other, something you don't say, but you have insight. It's like I have a couple, she divorced husband and said, I'm tired of marriage, you know. Why it happened? They have kids, I'm tired of marriage, I want a divorce. And there's no problem, worldly problem in their life. They have kids, money, everything is there. That's wrong. There was something going on wrong in their life. And they were not addressing the issue. Increasing children doesn't mean you love each other. No. It's a God-created natural thing. Even though you fight each other every day and you have children, does not mean you have a happy life. No. That's something else, you know. So basically, this, you know, what happened, you know, during the time is we feel as a man, you know, she should fulfill my desire. I know, in one day I was in this, maybe it's about three 30 night, maybe 4, you know, a.m. And somebody called me, there were 5 degrees there. But I said, I'm sick. You wake me up. For, okay, this time for namaz, okay, no problem, you know. I'm not, you know, objecting to the issue. What happened is, she always said, I'm sick. And she came to the phone and said, he doesn't have anything to do except this. They are talking, of course, the middle of the night. Okay, we'll talk to each other both, you know. And then I will tell them the issue is not right now you face, issue in the daytime. Then you're fighting this time, is not the issue here, it is issue in the daytime. As I said, fulfill her emotional need, then she will fulfill your other needs, you know. The issue was basically between the family's problems going on in her life. She doesn't care about, doesn't like what he was handling. Family relationship and other issues, you know. And she was taking revenge, basically. You know what I mean? You don't like anything to do. So if you feel basically disconnected with this, so why you should participate, you know. And the men's do, they open the book, say, what Rasulullah is saying here, read it. You can't say no even on the camel. Is this the way the life is? I'm not saying about against hadith, no. But it is not that the electricity. You just push the button, light is on. No, life is not like that. What Prophet was saying, it is important in the man's life. Yes, it is the demand of the body. If you don't fulfill, maybe he commits sin. He has no choice. Or maybe he breaks the home because of these few minutes of his need, you know. It's usually happened, you know. So this emphasizes the rights of the men. But men has to know also, he must know the other thing too. If someone is not happy, then no, marriage means not only one person's desire. It is two people are there. So Prophet mentioned about everything is not only about one person. It's about both, you know. And you have a different problem in your life. It's not, in America you don't have the joint family. Usually you live alone. But still you have a problem. There is no, sometimes even you don't have mother-in-law even, but you still have fighting. You bring him up. There is no joint family. Sometimes you have joint family, of course. So both different, you know, issues you have in your life, you know. The issue is, why are they, when the mother-in-law is not there, family is not there, so why are they breaking up? It means they do not understand this institution, the marriage. Even there is nobody around them, you know. They have to understand each other, you know. Love is the key, you know. There is no marriage without love, you know. But Islam basically focuses the issue when it says mawaddatan wa rahma. Two words important, love and mercy. You see, I will say when you are young, this word love help you. It's initial motivation. Love basically demand for both each other. I do for you to do something to me too. Yes, of course, it's not only one way, it's two way. It's always two way. Mercy is something else. No, mercy doesn't need from other person. The children you raise because of this mercy, not because of this love. You adult each have each other, no. It's mercy basically. You don't need beg anything from them. You just sacrifice everything. That is mercy. You need this mercy when you are old. When other person is weak, he can't do anything for you, but you have mercy now. They share so much in their life, but now they cannot. Maybe other person is sick, paralyzed, he can't fulfill your desire. But you have the next part is mercy, the rahma. Now you help each other. So God has both words. Mawaddatan wa rahma. So you always have it from the first of the marriage till the last. And you see the God will say, okay, you can help each other in your life, you know. Yes, sometimes have the problem in husbands. They will issue something different. Like every sometime we will have our home, we have the mothers too. Of course, we have the mothers in our life. They don't get along with each other. It usually happen so many house, you know. I have some the family, and then the issue was the mother-in-law little bit, you know, obsessed, you know. She feel that she's losing the son, you know. Now the other person in her life, you know, he doesn't care about me. So no, you know, little bit of fighting each other, you know, every time, you know. It's just recently I was talking to somebody, you know, and the mother is basically, even she wanna break up, you know, this marriage, you know. He doesn't, you know, feel good, you know. Why he's the only child in my life, and she come and sharing this.
But sometimes happen, you only think about others, not yourself. You always see something bad in next other person only. Mother was always bad. You always have so many joke and story in the Western society. Mother-in-law, all this is, you know, so many, you know. But think about that, maybe it is happening because you only think about yourself, you don't see your faults. Maybe you have yourself too inside. You have the problem, you know. There is a story. How you reach a level of this anger, you know, rage, you know. When you decide to kill other person even, it's happening. You know. And then you burn yourself whole your life, you know. You can't live with this, you know, anymore, you know. There was a daughter-in-law, she was fed up with the mother-in-law, you know. Because every day, you know, argument, you know, she, all, you know, she wants, she should do this, she doesn't want to do that, of course, you know. One day she decided to kill her. She went to the person who's selling the poison, you know. And she told her, so she said, I can't live, you know, with this. She is hell, making hell my life, you know. I want to kill her, my mother-in-law, you know. But heard all this, you know, what is going on in their life, you know. And he said, basically, the problem is, if I give you the poison and she died right away, they will blame. Because they are hearing every day that you are fighting. People are listening. They are arguing every day. So that is, she is the one who killed. But Allah, she is not good for you. So I suggest the pseudo poison is the best. Otherwise, they will put you in jail. They will witness, you know, against you. You know. So she accepted, you know. So she said, but because you are fighting, she said, every day, so she will not take anything from you. So you have to change yourself. You ask what she want to eat. And cook the same thing what she want. And then put some poison, you know, every day. A little bit, you know. Because if the people hearing in your neighborhood, they will say, oh, she is the one who's killed her, you know. So she changed herself, of course, and then, you know, did, you know, pass, you know, passing by, you know, one day. She saw this, the mother-in-law change. Now she feels she's treating like a daughter. But she looks at the bottle is going to empty. So she will die right away. What I did. As I was thinking she is bad, she is not. I thought that she is bad, she is hell, you know. In my life, you know, she is doing this. But she is not what I was thinking. But sure, I know is going to die because he said, when this will end, then she will be end too. She thought, maybe I can do something. She rushed to the back to the person and said, I don't want to do that. He said, but you, I told you before, you still wish, but you said, no, I know she is hell, you know, in my life making hell, I can't accept this, I can't tolerate this. She said, no, but if it happened that way, I cannot forgive myself the whole life, you know, it should not happen. She is not dead, and I was thinking, you know. Then I said, she will not die. I did not give you poison. I know. The problem sometimes, we need to take it out our poison which we have inside, you know. You only think about others, you know. Change yourself first. Then you say, maybe other will change too. We expect from the other person, they should change, not me. It happened in our family, like husband and wife, the argument and they, who will win this argument? This is not the way. It's not who will win. The marriage should win. Not the argument, who is winning the argument. So what happened basically, this is sometime, you know, we look people differently, you know. And we think, you know, this man is very bad for me. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. So in this relationship, what I observed basically, this, whenever you see any problem going on, look somebody who can understand this. But in my life it happened, when this one couple has a problem, it came to my knowledge at the end when everybody knows. The whole family knows, community knows, there's going on something. When the time comes, somebody who should decide something and help, at the end, you know. Okay, Maulana, I hate him. I hate. Finish. Why you are coming now? Everybody, but I don't know what's going on. Yes, you chose the right person. Your friends cannot help you. If he can help, okay, if he can help, but not everybody, you know. So the first thing is basically in our life that you have a primary doctor in your life, and he knows from the beginning what the problem is going on. So if you go, he knows chart is there, you have this, okay. What's going on now? What's how you feel? Because he knows. You need a counselor in your life. Somebody who understands. And somebody who has ability to resolve the issue, you know, who can understand the feeling and everything, psychology, you know, what's going on in their life, you know. Sometimes it happens, you mess your life, you have everything, you chose wrong time to express your concern, you know, if you have, you know. Sometimes you pass a ticket going to Florida, you spend $5,000. You reach the hotel and you said, you know, your mother this said to me. You spend $5,000, you are now arguing the hotel where you are, you came here just to enjoy. And you are talking about the whole issue and what happened this. It is just like basically in the laundry, you know, you're washing clothes. And with the white clothes, you put a red shirt. The whole laundry turned to pink, you know. It's not red even. When sitting somewhere and you started talking this argument, the whole environment is changed, you know. You will not enjoy, you know, staying there 1 week, you know. Don't choose these kind of things, you know. No. This is not the right place, you know. You don't enjoy, forget about the issue, that's why you are there. The same thing, you basically choose a wrong time for this, and that's why men something behave very badly, you know. Man is coming from office, maybe, well, you know, how many things he had in mind, or maybe fighting with the manager or other, you know, his employer, whatever it is, you know. He entered the home, he said, you know, this happened. What do you expect? He will not do something as he should do. Unrational thing maybe he do. He can slap the children maybe. He showed some anger because he is angry already when he entering the home. This is not the time. No. Should wait. He should have a shower, you know, eating, and then when it's fresh, then you know, this today this happened, he broke this, you know. So now you see the change of the behavior, you know. He will not do something in the beginning as if somebody entered without anything. And he says something, he's already angry, you know. Another thing, oh, he $100, you know. He wasted, you know. No, it's not the right way. You must choose the right time. It should happen. He is already angry and he's angry at you too, you know. Sometimes we do mistake in our life. It is our mistakes the mess whole day. We blame others. You are leaving, you know, home, somebody make very beautifully this. And your daughter, maybe your wife, anybody can do this. Just drop, you know, this, some juice or some coffee, something on your clothes, you know, accidentally. You know. Oh my God, I don't have time, you know. Maybe you say something very bad or show some very bad thing, you know. Smashing the door or something, or maybe you do something bad to the children, anything, you know. Now the whole way you're driving in anger, you know, maybe you do accident, maybe you can get the ticket. And you can make you mess the whole day because of you. Is it really because of them? Everything happened? No. If you pay attention the few milliseconds, when is what happened, and if you control yourself, death is in your hand. But you made a whole day mess, you know. Because you reacted wrongly. You should not happen in the life, man's life always happened that way. Everybody is angry now, everybody is sad, you know, the whole day. What will happen when you come back home? No, you should be careful about our, you know, daily life, you know. So this thing basically happened. And so when see the basic right, when we see this with husband and wife, you know, I said, you know, when we talking about Islamically, yes, you know, Allah Islam said everything what we need in our life, everything, you know. When he said, you know, when a man said to his wife, in your hubbi, la wadhu min qalbihi abada, she never leave from her heart, you know, always be there. You sing, I love you, always remember. And we need this always in our life. Sometimes people say, perhaps, oh, this is not the time, it's already passed, you know, this is, no. They always need this. Listen to their spouse, you know, whole life. It's not something, time has passed, no, time has passed. It's always there. You need to please each other, accept each other, love each other, always, you know. This issue is not only the beginning of the marriage, it's basically the whole marriage in the man's life, you know. And Prophet said, when you say this, she will never forget this. And that she wants, you know. You know, sometimes you have in your home and when your spouse look good, say yes, you look good. It is, you should say, God gave you tongue for what? He knows what in your heart of Isaiah says, dua. He knows what you want. So when you say something, God doesn't know what is in your heart, He knows what is, you know, what you want. But you know, ask me, because that's why I gave you tongue. Same you have tongue. If you have love inside, say something. Does not know, she already know I love you. He always knows, no, I love you. No. Say something, you have tongue. Express what you feel basically inside, you know. Do something too. Of course, both. It's not only saying something, both. Action too. That proves something, how we care. Allah said basically, I gave you tongue, so ask me. Yes. So usually what happened, you know, in our life, when this fighting going on in life, basically this we handle things poorly, you know. When you are listening to your family, then you should show that really you are listening, you are paying attention, you know. And usually what happened when we are not showing that we are listening to them, then what happened, they say, okay, you are not listening what I am saying, you know. Why? Because she is busy somewhere else. She is busy somewhere else. She is not listening to maybe. So basically in our life, especially in the dunya that we have, you know, sometimes is happening that in our life that people doesn't pay attention, you know. Maybe I tell you a husband wife what they feel. Maulana, he knows what is going on. No need to tell him. He knows, you know. And maybe she said something and he said something same way? No. It's just like you think that he knows or she knows. No. It is just like I have a watch here and I am cleaning that glass. Already I am looking here. So what time is it? Look again. My eyes was already on the glass. So I have again back because it was not my focus to see the time. Even my eye was there. But I am not focusing the time is. Things are happening in your home, but you think he or she knows. But maybe they are not paying attention. You have to mention. Not assume, you already know what's going on, you have eyes, you can see. No. You have to sit together and talk about the issue. You know, things going on, as you notice, maybe he or she doesn't. So sharing is most important thing. Otherwise, don't assume you don't know, you live here, you know what's going on in our life, you know, you don't care, no. It's always important, you know. So when you're talking even your son or your wife or each other in spouse, you know, you always have like a, make a keep eye contact, you know. See whatever activity. And also husband know that you are being attentive when both are talking to each other, you know. Use some words, seek occasional words for agreement or understanding, you know. I know what you are saying, I understand this, you know. The person knows that he is listening or she is listening, you know. Ignore interruption, you know. Then person says, yeah, he is attentive. He is listening what I am saying, you know. Otherwise, not listening, you know. Because not, maybe he is watching TV only. But I had the complaint most of the time is those women do not work. They are at home, the other, those who work, you know. But those who do not work, they have different issues. Because they are at home. They are waiting for the husband will come and she will talk to her, him, you know, the whole days, you know. She is waiting alone or whatever it is, you know. But when he comes home,
at home, also office. Oh, his computer is there, he is busy again. He is not at home. He is again busy. So much difference. In home or in office, there is office again. She wanna talk to you, saying something. I'm already tired of. I listen too much. I don't want to listen to any backbiting or something. The excuse is basically, do what you want to do is wrong. Person is waiting for you to say something. Don't say I have full, you know, everything I listen. I always spend my 10 hours in the office, you know, I heard everything. I can't take any more. No. Other person is waiting for you. So you have to know somebody is there to talk to you. I'm waiting for you. So don't make your home office. Keep separate these two, you know. When you are home, is home. Office is office, you know. Means you have you should divide the time. You know what Amir Mu'minin said? You have to divide your time. How he said once, you will divide that way. A portion of the town for talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ibadat. A portion of the time for work. And the other portion is for let other person know something is going on wrong, you know. I feel I need, we should discuss, you know. It's happened, you know, sometimes you're not discussing anything and then you see problem. Like those who, like, give you another example, you work at office, you know, in the office, and then you see the women are usually, when they go to the office, how much the money they spend for their hairs and all this stuff, you know. If you see this, your wife looks good, if you don't say, you look gorgeous, you know. What I mean, happening in our society, best society, because everything is, you know, it's all media and all this stuff, you know. And when she back to the office and her colleague saying, oh, you look gorgeous. She felt my husband no interest in me. I spent $200, she doesn't say anything, he doesn't say anything. So maybe he has something else in his mind, you know. And they started, you know, breaking the marriage, you know. Islamically, yes, we should care about each other. We should share about what we feel about others, you know. So usually, when we're discussing the issue that even our home, I'm talking about our wives at home, and usually we think that she has nothing to do with her home. She is free. She only has time to watch TV. But it's not the case. She is doing everything. She's going to the bank. She's going to the grocery. She was making children ready, everything. When the time comes, she's already waiting for children, you know. Those are at home. And fixing everything, you know. And man has this inside, when he come home, wife should look beautiful. Islam saying too. But you give her time too. She must have some time to make herself ready. Is she busy from 6, 7 a.m. after you leave? She's doing everything too. Just like, you know, when husband said to the wife, you know, you don't have anything to do. You're at home enjoying, you know. I'm the one who's, you know, hardship doing, you know, 8 hours or 10 hours in the office, you know. Okay, one day she did not do anything. Man came back, said, hey, everything messed the whole. Half finished plates are there, you know, children dirty, everything. What's going on in the home? Where is she? She's lying in bed, you know, watching TV. He said, what's happening? He said, I did not do something I do every day. That I did not do today. Yes, when you were back from home and you see everything on place because somebody did this. So you don't think if somebody at home, you don't have any work in home, you have so many things to do in home. Putting things on place needs time. It's look basically beautiful because somebody placed the right place, you know. If God gave this to men, not to men. A man can be a designer, but he has to learn. He has to get a degree. He can be. Everything he can do too. But by nature, woman has. She knows where should look good, things should be. But he has to learn. He can be a professional too. Because he learns something, okay, I want to learn, then I can be. But she doesn't need to learn. If God gave her this insight. She knows how should house look like, you know. So we should not think that. And the other thing is, you know, for the, as I said, the women, the sometime, when the God gave some rights to each other, we should respect, you know. manager is manager. God said he is the manager, you know. So we have to pay attention to this issue. As I said, why are the problems going in the dunya? We have rights, rights, rights. Everybody talking about the rights. You see, always the whole world is, you see, this rights. What are my rights? Rights. Everybody talking rights. Is you see everyone talking about duties? Have you ever seen anyone? What are my duties? Nobody is talking about the duties, they are talking about the rights. That's, you see, in problem is not never gonna solve. Never ever. Because everything only wants something. My rights, my rights. Oh, what about the other's rights? I'm saying this today. If you today you begin with this, what are my duties? At this means you are talking about other's rights. If you come to me and say, Maulana, wife, what are my duties? She's talking about the husband's rights. If husband come and say, okay, Maulana, what are my duties? He's talking about the husband, wife's rights. So everybody wants to give. So there's no problem. The problem is everybody wants his or her only. That is the problem, this world, basically. The whole world, you know, we are facing the problem, you know. No. You should always ask, what are my duties? Then you see, there will be no problem. The problem is here when you only asking this. My this. No, it's not my, you know. You always should be, if you put this, ours. Then you see, everything will be resolved. You know, there are whole differences, you know. So, Alhamdulillah, you know, we live in the Western world or any world, in Muslim world or non-Muslim, doesn't matter, you know. The matter is when our God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set a rules for our life, we should not ignore this. And Allah is the one basically who said this for husband and the wife both, you know. And when you don't listen to them, and you know, sometimes women basically break their home because they don't pay attention to them. Man has a nature, you know, he wants to see his wife good, even though she doesn't have the time, but his nature, he wants to be, you know, good, you know. So I know when I was talking to people, the most important thing during counseling is listening to the other person, you know. Sometimes I've been, you know, we started maybe in 11 p.m., then added into Fajr time. Usually we do this way, we talk separately both and then together, you know. Because we see what other person thinking, you know, he or she both are thinking, you know. And then we put together, okay, what's the problem is now? And you see, sometimes it resolves, okay. How to resolve? When both are listening. It's useless if only one want to resolve, the others don't. So you can't help when the others are not listening, you know. So here you see, we have this. And I don't know, how many of you are here who are couples here? The husband and the wife. Raise your hand so I can see, you know. Okay, then no problem. Those are single, they can do too if they want to convey their message to their spouse, you know. Those are alone too. And so what is going to hear, she, Sister Tuba is here. And she will give you these forms and fill these forms. And form basically means what you feel. And when you putting this, like ticking this issue, mark this issue, like I agree or disagree or undecided, you know, basically, then we will put together and see, okay, how they are feel each other, the marriage issue, and how they are living, you know. Then if you feel that, we feel that, oh, these couples should sit together, you know, maybe here too in this hotel before leave, or maybe in the whole year we have time, you know, contact, you know, us, okay, what's going on, you know. So she is giving to you, but she must have the information before, you know. Should not have been, we should not have been the other people, you know, those have no problem, you know. So what you're doing, you have your cards with you, okay, so you must have this, so you should not be mixed up, you know. So you have a time, so I mean few minutes, you know, you just take a time. And this is basically, I have this from those who do counselings, you know, regular basis. And they put together so many things. So I just collected and I, you know, put in my way, that's okay. We should learn this. We should know this, what's going on. And it should not be, don't sit together to fill this because of what other people doing this. No, go somewhere else and do because others are, okay, what you are writing here, you know. It should be secretly, basically. And don't share it with each other, you know. Then we will see, okay, how the other person is feeling, you know, about this marriage issue, you know.
because name is not there. So nobody knows whose form is this, you know. Only we know this, whose form is this, you know. Allahumma salli ala. Inshallah, it will help you, you know. We'll see, you know, during the time, we'll check, you know. And if you have in your mind also any concern, then you can ask, you know, what's going on, you know. We fill the form, you know, that something is okay or not okay. It's not to breaking, you know, somebody's, you know, home. It's about to join, how to, you know, fill this gap, if anything going on, you know. Only one left. Give it to them so they can write something. Okay. I will something mention before this issue of the love I've mentioned. You know, sometimes it's happening that especially we, you know, majority in this region are immigrants, you know, majority, you know, usually. But there are American Muslims too, of course, the born here, you know. What's going on here, especially the immigrants, those are here basically. Islamically, you know, you don't do so many things in front of children. Showing your love, you know, as Western country do, you know, I love you, do everything in public, you know, of course, you don't do that. But what is happening because of this, children, go, those are here, they're born here, you know. And they watch TV, they always say, kissing, this, that, everything going on, I love you, all this stuff, you know. But when they see their own parents, they don't see, they cannot see something, of course, because Islamically there is some, you know, restriction. So when they see, they are arguing only, fighting. So what they observe only, they are arguing, you know, or fighting with each other. Somebody making angry, you know, sad other person, angry other person, you know, or they don't love each other, you know. Usually I heard this from the children, you know, the grown up. And then they, I don't want to marry, you know, my back home, you know, oh, no, I don't want to do this. The other thing, no, I don't want, the reason there is no love. They feel there is no love. Why? The reason is the same, I said. You have to show your compassion, your affection towards your wife. It's not necessary, it's only about sexuality issue, you know. No, it's not necessary. That's the others do, you know, in the Western society, no. How you care your wife, your son is observing, watching, you know, daughter is doing the same thing, you know, what my parents do. How they express their love to each other. Then why they are saying, Mala, I don't want to marry this person belongs to my back home, my fathers want to, my mothers want to take me home, I want to do this. Why? That they don't have love. They don't love each other, you know. Why they have, they don't love each other in their mind, you know. It's an important issue. Because when they see, they fight each other. They are arguing only. No. As I said, God said, you show something, you know. Respect and love together. You have to respect your spouse. If women was control of the house in the hands of the father, they must respect the father. If she fight with the husband in front of the children, then no respect in the eyes of the children for the father. Always remember this. The laws of thought, he will lose authority, you know. If she is arguing every day in front of the children, you know, you don't do this, you are messing the home, you are doing this, usually that will happen. I just killing this, you mess this, you know. What will happen? The respect will go. It's very important for the women, for the mother. If they want the, in the home, the father, look father, he must respect the father first. And same way for the husband. If she respects the wife, the son is watching, to observing to a mother. They learn from the parents basically. If you okay, how my father care my wife, my mother, always be there to help each other, you know. They can't live without each other. So then, oh, how they love each other. But because they don't do that, they only see when they are arguing after 18 years,
Or 20 years, okay, I want to choose somebody from, you know, my own country. They say, no, we don't want to, we don't want to marry somebody. Because you say something to them which is all bad. All mess is there, all dirty thing there, all violence is there, and now you are saying after 18 years, okay, I want to go to the home and I want to choose somebody. Eh? I'm listening 18 years, 20 years. It's a bad place to even think about to go. So you must be careful. Husband and wife both. And this issue as a marriage, you know, is when I say successful marriage means not only you are happy, you are leaving a generation basically after you. A children, those should be a moment. We will be die peacefully if we know that our children, our daughter and our sons choose a right person. So we are peaceful. Okay. They have a home, the faith is there. So you will die peaceful, okay, alhamdulillah, even though I'm living here, my house, home is built on iman. And that is basically in the hands of the parents themselves, you know. So usually what happens, you know, we don't care about these things, and then after 20 years, it's okay, you know, we should choose somebody from our own background, you know. And they refuse. The reason, in the during these years, we are not teaching them the right things, you know. So it is all in the hands of us. How to show our love to each other. So it is not difficult to know. I give you example, then you can ask question, you know. I give the show you this hadith in front of you. In the rajul la yujuru fi raf' al-luqmati ila fi imrati. The Prophet said basically, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily the man who lifts a morsel of food to his wife's mouth is well rewarded. See, it's a silly thing, but it's a thing, simple thing. Yes. You show your compassion, you love. When you're sitting together, you know. Love is not only the few minutes thing, something, you know, going to bed, this, no. Is everybody walking around in the home is love. When you see each other, feel, you know, good, smile, you know. Feel something, you're looking, somebody who love you. Is not love only specific time need. No, love always. Fill this home with love. Children say, okay, my home is based on love. It should not be house, it's home. This is the most important thing. It should be home. And the home is there, that means love is there. You know. As you can ask question, as you finish this here, when, you know, then the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, he went to see his son-in-law next day after marriage, you know. After Rukhsati, you know. And he asked Amirul Mu'mineen, how did you find my daughter? And Imam Ali said, you know, Naim al-aun ala ta'atillah. Best helper in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the marriage, basically. Means helping each other, obeying Allah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This the whole concept is the marriage. It means we need commandments, we need the ideals. Who are the ideals we have? Rasulullah, Aimma Masumin, Ahl Bayt alayhi salam. Prophet lived with Khadijah al-Kubra all his life before Hijrat. He never married to any other woman. Only one wife. Only Khadijah al-Kubra, salam alayha, only one wife, you know. All riwayat, all verses of the Quran you have about the women of the Prophet after migrated and he went to Medina. In Medina. So all verses revealed, you know, about problems in the home of Rasulullah and all these things. You can read in Surah Ahzab and so many places, you know, about the women. You say to your wife, this, this, that. All revealed in Medina. When he has so many wives. But in Makkah, you never see any ayat revealed about household issue, about the wife issue. No. All verses revealed in Medina. Then you can see how perfect this couple was, both. The God never see anything to say to them. A perfect couple in God said no verses during Makkah. All in Medina. So how she perfect was.
So what I'm saying is not only Imam Masud, they both are infallible. Imam Ali, Hazrat Zahra, Rasulullah, both are infallible. Okay. But Khadija was not infallible. But practically she was. But our Aqidah, no, she was not. And he was infallible, only one person, Rasulullah. But you never see any problem. You did not see anything in the history or in the Hadith. So only thing you have in Medina, all verses in Medina, God revealed. Yes, so you can say Rasulullah is always perfect. The problem was the other side. Not the Rasulullah. So you have the best examples. Al-Bayt alayhimus salam. So in the light of this, okay, you can ask, you can write something, you can ask, you can discuss the issue and how you feel about your marriage and other marriage. You can have this successful marriage means in this dunya and the hereafter both. That's basically we are discussing the issue. Issue, why we have the problem, why we breaking up so many marriages, you know, when I came here and then I learned. In the beginning, I heard the people are saying, Maulana, if you go and take somebody pick from your country, so those children born here, they are different, those who born there, they are different. They can't get along with each other. They can't live together. That's why they have the problem. No. I have all in my life, all couples. Both born here, marriage is done. They can't live together. They're both American. So there's no cultural issue. But they all live together. And some of them came from their home country and they're living together with those born here. It all depends on tarbiyat. All. How you raise your children, is the most important thing. How you show the model as a husband, as a wife, Usually that happens that way. Usually this question is good, is about, temper issue. And yes, sometimes women also has temper issue, sometimes husband, the man also has the temper issue. We have an anger management, issue. We have so in offices, we also have so many psychologists, this and that, they are training going on, Yes. It needs basically medical help. Sometimes you need some special help, sometimes you need a psychological issue, sometimes spiritual, basically the physical. Yes, if you feel that short temper, is all, I will say one thing that maybe you can understand. Marriage is very good as far as health is concerned for the women, if their marriage is healthy, If the woman has the problem, that means the marriage is not healthy. She is not happy. That's why she has anger, she has depression, she has temper problem. Because something is missing. A vacuum. So means we need to work on this issue. Why short temper, Why always get angry, Why is it happening, And of course, because of this, we do sin. Sword cannot hurt, but the words can hurt more than that, It's always you remember the bad word. First thing man should control, like the situation is important. Leave the place. It's not necessary to reply, to say something, just keep quiet. Don't say anything. Leave the room. Go somewhere else. Give time to other person, It's not necessary, you should not force others, say something, No. Don't force. Leave the place, go somewhere else, have a water, Hadith say if you are standing, sit down. Or walk somewhere, But change basically your surrounding, where you are, It's important, Sometimes you need a medicine. Yes, sometimes you need medicine too. Because if you are angry, that goes both way. Depression and anger, If you are enraged, you can kill somebody. If you are so depressed, you can kill yourself. Both are dangerous, Both. So yes, you can control this, but you have to first realize, I have this problem first. And then work on it, because I have this, I have to control this. You have to work, basically. When you realize something, His weakness, my weakness, you know. I give you an example. Sometime, you know, in our life happening that way, some husbands are very good, except his hobby is, for example, watching sports. He's crazy, you know, about like football final going on, or basketball going on. And she has something very important to tell or wants to do. He's not listening. Because this is the time he just focused, stick to the TV screen, you know. But he's very good husband. So don't touch. He's very good, the only now. Because this is his craze, you know, he wanna watch this, you know. But when you see we are losing something because of this, so you have to learn how to change this as a habit, you know. Wife is very good, but she has weaknesses. We should not pick the weaknesses, shortcomings, no. It's wrong totally. You have to find out the good things, not the bad things. If it's something, you know, pinching something, you say, okay, you have this bad thing, you don't know. You always say you have something good. Encourage somebody to do something good, even he doesn't have or she doesn't have. That's the best way. Even though somebody do not have this quality, but you want. But you have to encourage that she should have this. Both. It's always go both. Sometimes she has something wrong, men also have temper, something, women also have the temper problem, they always argue, you know. Fighting going on the whole life, you know. And I always say the one thing to my couple here, you know, as a husband and wife. You know, when you are married, it's forever, you know. It's not only for time being, you know. Don't waste your life, you know, time. If you have any argument, anything, just resolve right away. Don't be angry the whole week. You will turn your back here, she, they are sleeping here, and they, I don't know, not talking each other. Now you wasted 1 week, 10 days of your life, and you have to sit back again. And then you see what happened to my last week, the whole week I was not talking to each other. You wasted the week. So you know you have to live together, then sit down right away. What's the problem? We just want to resolve this, okay. It's not winning something. It is basically to make understand something going on. So this is happening basically, and I see that everybody has some problem. It's not only the husband or the wife, you know, only, and both can have the problem and both have to deal with this, you know. You know, yes, the issue of the children, you know, and you know, the children, how many children Amir Momneen have? 18 children. He has 18 children. Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam have 37. It's about if you have 3 or 4 kids, how can you have time to, you know, get around either, you know. Because you are busy about all these, you know, children issue. Imam Musa Kazim have 37 children. Imam Ali has 18 children. Do you see any problem in their life? No. It means children cannot be a reason to don't get along with each other. Yes, they want something, your time, of course. Time to spend to raise them. But you always know as a husband, wife, you need time for each other. Always remember, you need time for you. You need not only say, okay, I'm busy with my children, women do it, say, okay, I'm busy with my kids. No, husband I have, he needs time too. The same wife needs time. So you always have this time for you yourself. You sometimes have a problem going, you do something. Take your children, if you have relatives, your father, mother, drop them there. Have a vacation, yeah. You have to do this. There's a lot of pressure going on in our life, you know. They can enjoy there with the grandparents or somewhere, and you have a vacation, you know. You need this therapy, basically needs, you know. You know, in an Iranian society, what happened when I always observe, you know, outing, they always have, they love to this. Have something in their pickup, you know, truck, and they leave the home and go everywhere they need, any park somewhere, any place. They park the truck and have a chadar, you know, around the tree, and they are sitting there having fun. You need time to go out. If you have children, yeah, it is a blessing of Allah to have children. It's a blessing. It's a good ni'mat. But you have to know, you are two individuals too. It should not be any burden for anybody else, because being a mother, okay, that means she doesn't need anything except raising the kids. Yes, is the priority. But she needs something too in our life, you know, as a father. So whenever you have time for you yourself both. To go out, have some play, enjoy and fun. You just like back and you have fun again with kids too. If you don't have, you know, it is something we have to make, we have to try, you know. It should not happen that, okay, now marriage is done, so, okay, now we don't care about each other, you know. It is forever, you know, we will not have any problem, we are married forever. No, it's not. We have to work on the issue always, you know. My husband is always focused on making, yes. The other issue is usually women complain, there's husband only about talking about the money. He's busy about, you know, earning money. Yes, it is man's duty, of course, to earn the money. For what? To bring happiness. That's why you're working. If because of your work, you don't have happy life, then why you are working? You have a money to make life, you know, joyful, enjoyment you want basically. If this money hurting your life, then you don't need that money. So you must have a balance in your life always. It should not happen that Imam Ali alayhi salam and Rasulullah both said, you know, what is our cycle going on? We are so busy in our life, then we lose our health. And then to get back our health, we spend all money. That's happened that way. We lose our health because of work, workaholic always, 24 hours, 15 hours, and then we get sick. And when we are sick, we spend all money to beg our health again. Sometimes doesn't happen that way. So means always the balance. If your children say, no, we don't need this money, so don't say, no, I have to work. No, you are working for them. I say, no, I say, money is enough. We need private time. Yes, we should pay attention. Of course, because money is needed, otherwise who will pay the bills? But we also need the money, we having the money or working for the money basically to have a happy life. If there's no happiness, then why is money we have in our hands, you know? So yes, a balance we need in our life should not happen only one way. How do you ask your spouse to do something for you on to change her negative behavior? Yes, it is that way. Basically, somebody have negative behavior, you want to change, you know. You have to understand the personality. And always remember one thing is, just like we do mistake in our family life, like, I'll give you an example for our children. If you have two or three or four children, sometimes you say, you know, if he is listening, why he is not listening? They both are different. So don't use the stick or say, because if he is listening, so why my others not, so I have to beat him. It is not allowed, both not Sharia or legally, both. No, don't treat, because they are different personalities. The same is the women's or the men's. You cannot, okay, I saw my whole life, my mother, you know, I never seen a problem, so she should be like that. They both are different. You cannot make a rule for everybody, you know. You have to recognize the problem, why somebody have a problem. Because that's the life is. And then to work out how we can change, you know. So first thing, where are the roots of the negative? Why she is negative? And you should sit together and talk to each other. Or find somebody, a counselor, and who can ask her, and both of you, what is the reason that you are behaving that way? Maybe she is open to other person. For example, I doing counseling in the middle of the night till 4-6 hours in the night, you know.
And she talked about everything was going on in the life, you know, the husband doesn't know basically. And she, you know, counseling means you somebody, you just open yourself with truth. Don't hide anything. Otherwise, if you go to the doctor, don't say which is right, your problem has, then he gives you the wrong medicine. Because you don't tell the truth. So if you don't tell the truth, he cannot advise the right thing, you know. So you have to tell what problem is without any shyness, without anything, you know. Then he can give you the right advice. One. The other thing is, this advice should not be you keeping in your pocket. It's just like you go to the doctor, you have prescription in your pocket, don't buy the medicine, don't take. So you go after 1 month, you have the same problem, same disease, because you are not taking the medicine. The same in the counseling you have. If your counselor advises according to the Islam, of course, and all your problems, then you have to follow the direction. This is important. Usually, if you do this, you say this, Imam Ali Salam did everything, you know. The issue is here, you know, the wife expects the new husband to deal with her 15-year-old boy's attitude problem from positive marriage. The boy father is not involved in the new husband is not, son has to deal with steps. You know, this issue is, yes, is important when the issue of stepson and the stepfather issue, you know. And this issue need basically sit together and talk to each other, because when you have somebody in your life, the boy and the girl, and usually they have attitude problem because of their past. Because of divorce issue, they feel sometimes they are disconnected with the father, their own father, you know. So what happened, you see this rebellion sometimes, you know, the showing, you know, some there. And that is difficult to make life for the others to basically tolerate. But when you know this, that you are going to marry somebody and who has a son or daughter, you must know how to deal with this issue, because you are new in their life. So you have to have a study. You have to make friend yourself with other, feel that other person, you know, he doesn't want to accept me. Yes. You have to basically spend time, and you have to show your love and compassion, you know. In the beginning you have problem, of course, it's not easy, it's not pushing the button, everything will be so resolved. No, it's not going to do. But you have to work on this, and as a family life, you know, sometimes you say, no, it's not my duty, it's not my job. But in a family system, when you marry to somebody, then you also share everything, you know. It is just like in a wife in Islam, she is not responsible, is not obliged basically to take care of husband's relatives. It is husband's responsibility, not the wife basically. But why she should do that? Because she is life partner. When you are a life partner, even though it's not an obligation for you to do that, it's not obligation. It's his duty, not yours. But because you live together, because you are a life partner, then you share basically the life partner. So if he has some problem, he has to deal with this issue, then you have to help him. Even though Islamically is not wajib, even though it's not wajib Islamically, your wajib only your husband. Yes, nothing else. For wife is wajib to take care of the husband, not others. But why she should do the others? Because she is life partner. So when husband has some responsibility to take care of, so how she is life partner is? If she doesn't, oh, I don't care, it's your problem, it's not my problem. So that means she is not accepting as a life partner. A life partner means somebody basically work together, make happy life, you know. If husband has a problem because of his burden, he has in the family, like father problem, mother problem, he has to take care of this. And she says, I don't care. Islam, you go ask Maulana, it's not my business. Yes, it's not her business. But it's your business. And both are related to each other, so she should share because of this obligation. It is a husband's obligation. And I am his life partner. So I have to help her, help him. The same way husband should do too in same situation. When she has, you know, any obligation towards other, his own parents. So they share each other. So that's where basically otherwise we can't live, you know, as a selfish, you know. Oh, this issue basically the how the husband speak, you know, the using the harsh words, something, you know. And sometimes they say after this, I'm joking, you know. You know, I said in the beginning of my speech, because it's going to end here. You know, even joke, don't say bad word. No. Don't even say anything, you know. Do not use any word. It's very bad. Because, as I said, you know, this injury because of these words, what you said, women never forget, is always hurt them, you know. So you always choose the right word, the good word, though show your love. You cannot say, I am saying bad word, but inside I love you. It's not going to happen, you know. They will not listen to this. You should show with your both action and your words, you know, is important. Even though you say, I'm joking, you know. Maybe you are saying that you are joking, but she doesn't want to listen this. So we must be careful. And I said, you can do this, yes, you can do that. Because you have good example, Aimma alayhi salam. You have Rasulullah, how these people live together, they never had any problem because of this. So always remember, controlling the tongue means person will go to the heaven, you know, straight away. If somebody who, someone who control his tongue, you know. So anybody who is able to control his tongue, he is a person belongs to heaven. Because tongue is the one who messes the whole life or whole, you know, our worldly, you know, affairs, you know. So Allah will help, you know, inshallah, in your life. And we have this forms with us. And we will see, inshallah, I will read this and I will see this, how we can help our people and our couple. If you yourself have an issue and you feel that I just know myself, but my spouse, you know, mentioned something, I care so much, you can contact basically yourself too, if you are curious about this issue. Otherwise, we will see, inshallah, and we will try to help our people, our families. That basically we want in this session. And I hope that Allah will help us in this issue, because without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can't do anything, you know. So we bless, you know, because we have Ahlul Bayt al-Maslam, and we pray forgiveness for our sin, our shortcoming. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in this regard, you know. Allah fallana wa rahamna. وافنا وافنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد